All right. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is July 11th, 2025, a beautiful sunny day here in Vancouver, BC. For those who know 7-Eleven today, July 11th, I'm pretty sure 7-Eleven, like the actual store, has something going on. I think it might be like a free Slurpee kind of situation, or like a fill your bucket up Slurpee situation. I don't know, but I remember they always do something, but I did want to put that out there, especially for that sunny day. I will be trying to get a Slurpee myself for 7-Eleven. But before we get into Discolly, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam people. Like I mentioned, it's a beautiful day here. I feel very privileged to be, doing my art and, you know, being a student and living here on the Vancouver campus, as well as Vancouver in general. For those who are new here on Discolly and do not know how the show works, basically, this is a show about all things music. This is a show about Music Central. We talk about, usually we do one, like I call it like a mainstream artist for about two-thirds of the show. We talk about their music. We talk about one project in specific, whether that be an EP, whether that be an album, whether that be a compilation album, a live album, you name it. We talk about one of their projects. We go through the genre, the music behind it, the production, the vinyl record pressings, the concert tour, you name it. We kind of just go a bit more into detail of the discourse surrounding that band. Today, band, but the artist. And then for the last third of the show, we do our Discovered Artist of the Week. That's usually when I like to bring a Canadian artist or a smaller emerging artist that you guys may not know of just yet. And I kind of create this little segue for you guys to be like, you know, if we're doing that same genre that day, we'll do like indie pop, which is what we're going to do today, and then also do an indie pop artist. Or sometimes if they sound relatively similar, I would like to compare both artists to be like, if you like this artist, maybe check this one out. So that's basically what we do here on Discolly, here on CATR 101.9. And that's what we're going to get into today. Now, this artist of the week isn't exactly mainstream, but I want to say just yet. I am talking about Melt the band. This is an artist, a band that I actually interviewed a couple episodes ago when I did Rachel Chinariri as my artist of the week. We did Melt as the Discovered Artist of the Week, and I interviewed them. It was really cool. If you want to check that interview out, it's on CITR.ca. Just search up Discolly, scroll down, and you'll find it right there. But let me just say that I don't, like, during my entire Discolly, era that I've started this show, I've never loved an album, like, that I, like, interview and that I, like, you know, listen for the first time and I get introduced to and I discover. I've never loved an album as much as I love their album. It is truly a summer vibe. It is truly, like, an album that just will make you happy and will make you, like, wanting to start dance. And I am actually really sad that I wasn't able to go see them when they came here to Vancouver, hence why I interviewed them, because I'm pretty sure I had an exam that day. I think it was in April when I did this episode, but I wasn't able to go to the live show, and now coming to love their album and love their music in general, I am pretty bummed out and I'm pretty disappointed. So hopefully I catch them on their next tour, because their album, which I'm not going to announce, If There's a Heaven, is a phenomenal album. Let's get into a little bit who Melt is. I know I mentioned it in the previous episode, but I do want to give a little bit of a refresher. Melt is an American band formed actually originally in New York City in 2017. It consists of three members, Veronica Stewart Frommer, Marlo, and Lucas. And they, you know, they play music under indie soul, which is, you know, I feel like any type of indie music, indie soul, indie pop, is just like very summer coded. They're usually like quite upbeat. They're usually like quite like vibrant, quite joyous. And this is exactly what they did with their album. So let me get into a little bit of like what they're like, what they've done in their discography. They have one studio album so far. It's the one that we're going to be doing today, called If There's a Heaven. It was self-released September 13th, 2024. And they also have an EP called West Side Highway that was self-released February 19th of 2021. So this band has been formed since 2017, and they are currently still active. And I think they're actually still touring, which is such a bummer. I'm truly really mad that I wasn't able to go. But they basically spent a lot of time, especially Veronica, during the COVID-19 lockdowns. It allowed her to kind of like spend a lot of time together with the band, hanging out and writing and then recording. And then that's kind of how more and more music just started being rolled out from this band. And actually, let's see what it says right here. After winning a local battle of the bands, the Seven Piece recorded their first song, Sour Candy, on a whim in 2017. After its music video went viral on Reddit, the track reached number 5 on the Billboard Viral 50 chart. That is cool. That's really awesome. But let me just say, I have such high hopes for this band. I am putting my money on this band because this band is truly, we'll get into the music, is truly just like, they can go places. I think Veronica just truly has so much power in her voice and so much potential to really, you know, like be the voice of the band. And Lucas and Marlo being also, I think pretty sure Marlo also does backups on the vocals and also sings, as well as Lucas. I'm pretty sure he sings one of the songs off of the album. But they all have so much potential. Lucas is an incredible producer, and Marlo is an incredible guitarist and bassist. Like, they're all just incredible artists. They're all so talented. So I'm going to put my money on this band because I'm telling you, this band is going places. But like I said, If There's a Heaven was released on September 13th, 2024, and they did have an accompanying tour. I'm pretty sure they had one first called Plant the Garden Tour, and then now they're doing a If There's a Heaven tour. Which is the one that I'm pretty sure that they came here to Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret, which was super exciting. I hope people out there were able to go and go see this amazing band. And if you did, let me know. Honestly, send me a little DM on Discully's Instagram, _Discully_, and let me know how it was, because I'm pretty bummed that I missed it out. I think I've said that like 10 times. You can tell how bummed I am. But I do want to get into the music itself. This album has been, I think, on my like top Apple Music. Yes, I am an Apple Music user, but I think it's been on my top Apple Music like most listened to songs or albums for like the longest of times. It is a 11-track album totaling about 37 minutes, and I'm trying to see where I want to start. I think I want to start with their first song, Fake Romantic. It's the first track of the album. You know, get us nice and heated, get us nice and warm, so that we can go into the next couple songs. I'm going to try and play as much music as possible off their album, because truly, it's a summer day, it's a summer vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Melt the Band here on Discully, CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It doesn't matter. you think you protect me by keeping you from me? Fake romantic. You throw me on the subway, but keep me out in arms length. Won't let me in when push comes to shove. Fake romantic. I ask you if you're okay. You laugh it off like I'm so presumptuous. Break your heart free of its disguises.
I just wanted to be love indeed. That was Melt here on CATR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Discali, Fake Romantic. What an opener of a song for this incredible album. We immediately get to see their vibe, their indie pop soul vibe. It's very like danceable, funky. Even like that break was just like the smidgest bit disco because of like the piano and the bass. It is just such a great song. Immediately you're thrown in with Veronica's vocals. Her vocals are so powerful. I mean, even there at the end, I don't know if it was her or if it was Marlo, but someone did a whistle note. Do you guys hear that? I heard a whistle note, and that is insane. I mean, I love a good bridge. I always say that a bridge is truly like the connection between the song. It makes it interesting. It doesn't make it bland. It keeps it, you know, complex. It keeps the story going while at the same time giving us a new melody, giving us a new kind of like sense of production within the song, but still kind of like staying on that like wavelength of what is Fake Romantic. The next song that I want to play for you guys is actually the one of the songs that I originally, like, this was like my standout song on the album. It's called Plant the Garden. It's track number 2. But now I will say that Heaven and the Idiot, as well as Veronica's Apology, are, oh, and Through the Wall, are honestly all songs that are now standout. This entire album is truly a standout. So I'm going to try to get through as much music and show you guys as much of the album as possible so that if you guys like it, maybe you'll add it to your summer playlists so that you can enjoy the summer just a little bit more. You're listening to Discali here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Plant the Garden by Melt.
I hold tight. I have a win, so we have a fight. When I'm up, you get low. I wanna dance the night away. You wanna drive us home. I blink an imprint of the ceiling. I want this feeling in the fire.
Down to the Birdhouse for the only stand-up comedy show in Canada featuring exclusively trans women. Our show, Trans Girls Raw and Uncut, has been featured on the Tyee, the Georgia Strait, and was the most attended local show at this year's Just for Laughs Festival. My name is Kay, and you can catch me and an iconic lineup of some of the country's funniest comedians on July 14th at 6:30 or 8:15. Tickets are on sale now at bit.ly/transcomedy and are expected to sell out, so grab yours soon, and I promise you a show that's unlike anything you've ever seen. That's bit.ly/transcomedy, and I'll see you there.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to The Scully here on CITR 101.9 FM. Ooh, Plant the Garden indeed. That was Melt. I mean, yet again, we can see Veronica's, like, actually in, like, crazy vocals. We should just hits those notes and reaches those notes. I'm dying to see her live and see the entire band live because, like, those vocals must not be easy to hit. I mean, Plant the Garden. Like, I love the lyric when it's like, plant the garden. What is it? But poison the water. Poison the water. Whoa. God, I can't sing. But I love that kind of like plant the garden, but poison the water. It's kind of like you're starting this, I guess, like this situation, but then you're also the one who is killing it at the end of the day. So love that little, like, I guess, metaphor. Might be like a little bit of a love song. Who knows? Going down the track list, we do have Your Name, which is also a great, great song. It's a bit on the slower side, but it's still like very chill, very summery. Same with The Door. The Door still has kind of like an upbeat to it. But let me tell you, guys, Heaven is my, like, I'm going to say that for every song. But Heaven is a phenomenal song. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. I recently made like a Get Ready With Me video for my personal Instagram, just for the fun of it, because why not? And actually, I was trying to find like the perfect summer song for me to use on the video, and I just couldn't find it. I went through all of my artists, and I couldn't find it at all. And then I remembered Heaven by Melt. And I'm just going to let the song speak for itself, because it's just so, like, so upbeat. It's so fun. So here's Mel. You're listening to The Scully, and enjoy.
I'm
Deep breaths. That song, I was dancing a little bit, so I was catching my breath there for a minute. Welcome back to Discolly. That was Heaven by Melt. What did I tell you about that song? It is just such an energizing song. It is just puts a smile on your face, even though maybe like the lyrics aren't exactly that, like, you know, yay. But like, I mean, yeah, they are yay. They're pretty yay from what I understand. If there's a heaven, everybody's getting in. Yeah, why not? Everyone's getting in if there's a heaven. Why would we exclude anyone? I like that. We're going to talk a little bit about the tour, and as well as a little bit about the vinyl record pressings. The vinyl record pressings for this album, actually, let's see. I remember there was a clear version that they sold. Yes, there is just an absolute like clear, or maybe it's a white. I can't really tell from the photo. It comes with the album, and then there's also a like pretty much like navy blue that also comes with it. I'm seeing right here that there's like a pink one. I don't know if that's like, wait, available on a web store. Maybe that's like an exclusive one. I don't know, but I haven't seen that one in stores at all. I really hope I can get my hand on the album at some point, because goddamn, if it takes some time to realize, like they said, that I need this album urgently on vinyl. But talking about the If There's a Heaven tour, actually, they're calling it the Melting Season tour. I think they've moved on. Like I mentioned, there was the If There's a Heaven tour, and then there was also the Plant the Garden tour. Right now, Melt is on their Melting Season tour, and they have started. They started up on April 26th in Medford, and the closest, actually, I think they have the show today. Yeah, July 11th. They're just starting up today in Hope. And then they're going all the way. They're doing Hope, and then Bethlehem, Bridgeport. Oh my God, I don't even know how to pronounce some of these cities. Amagansett, New York. Bend, Boys, Boner, Seattle, Salt Lake City, Dillon, Morrison, Twice, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, and Berkeley. So go and check them out. If you want more information on this tour, they do have it on their Instagram. If not, I'm pretty sure they also have it on their website. Let's keep going through some music. We have a couple minutes left here for our artist of the week. And I think the next song I'm going to do is Through the Wall. This is also just a fun song. They're all fun songs. They've all got their little stories behind them. But Through the Wall just kind of has a little aspect to it that we can come back and talk about. You're listening to The Scully here on CATR 101.9 FM. And this is Through the Wall.
You're at the door. And I didn't know that you moved to the city. You took the M train, the part above ground. I used to know you, and I wish I did now. Oh, I hear you walking.
Welcome back. That was Through the Wall by Melt. I think the aspect of that song that I really, really like is I think the bass and drum progression, as well as like it's like general melody. It's very, I think what I'm associating it a lot to Omar Apollo's Go Away. It kind of has like a similar beginning to it. And I also like how like it's very, I don't want to say that it's like, it's not like up in your face, but it's like, it's a very chill song. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, when Veronica uses her powerful vocals, it's not a chill song, but I'm saying we start seeing like a different side of Veronica, more like a, you're at the door. Na-na-na-na. It's like a lot more like, I want to say grounded, instead of like bringing her vocals really high up. She's a lot more grounded with it. That's how I want to put it. I like how they're also like alluding to their song, The Door, that is track number 4. But yeah, that was Through the Wall. Fun little song, hey? The next song that I want to play is called The Idiot. This is actually, I think, the song that all three members during our interview, they suggested that we listen to, because that's like the sound that they're trying to go for, is The Idiot. So this is as recommended by the band. We're going to listen to The Idiot here on Discali. You're listening to Melt on CATR 101.9 FM. That was The Idiot by Melt here on Discali. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Holy. I can see why they definitely said that that is like, that's like their sound they're going for. That's kind of like their vibe. It's just a very well-produced song. There's every like instrument component that they really want to emphasize. There's bass, there's piano, or call it keys. There's vocals, there's electric guitar. There's drums, and I also really, 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 really loved it. It kind of feels like a good running song. I really liked how, you know, they start off with their like standard tempo and then they double times it for the chorus. It gets faster and faster and faster, and then they go back down. It's kind of like we went up a little hill and then down the hill again. So that's a little fun aspect of it. But guys, thank you so much for joining me on doing the artist of the week. That was Melt. I've been dying to do them as like an actual like artist of the week instead of a discovered artist of the week, because they're no longer discovered for me. And I hope they're no longer discovered for you, because this is my band of the summer. I love Melt. And I have one more song for you all to join me to listen. It's called Veronica's Apology. It is track number 10. It is not the last track. The last track is actually Communion, which I do suggest you guys listen to the whole album if you guys want to listen to Communion as well. Check it out. It's called If There's a Heaven. That's the name of the album. And the band is Melt. We're going to listen to this last song called Veronica's Apology. And then we'll come back and we'll do our Discovered Artist of the Week. I'm very excited. We have a Vancouver local for today. Here's Veronica's Apology on Discali. Enjoy.
Writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, trolls, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. at 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, I'm still in shock that we got through most of Melt, actually, of most of If There Is a Heaven album, phenomenal album, such a summer vibe, and I'm just going to leave it there for you guys. We are now moving on to our discovered artist of the week. This is actually someone that I just discovered as of 2 days ago. We're going to stay on that indie pop kind of vibe, but we're probably not going to stay as much as like indie soul, which is what we heard with Melt. This one's going to be a little more, I kind of want to say, like very personal. I know Melt is like very personal as well, but this is coming from like one person. It's very much of like I don't want to call it like a diary album, but it's called Motorcycle Sound Effects. This, we're talking about Young Friend, ladies and gentlemen. Young Friend, also known as Drew Tarves, or Tarves, I'm pretty sure it's Drew Tarves, is also known as Young Friend, an emerging artist here based out of Vancouver, BC. So we do have a local on here on the show today. And they actually just released their album, Motorcycle Sound Effects, which is described to be a genre-bending fever dream about the nuances of growing up. So that's what I kind of mean about like a little bit more personal of like one perspective is maybe what I'm going to say. One perspective instead of various perspectives and various artists working on it. I usually like to listen to the music before I come on the show, but I will say most of the songs I'm going in blind with. So I am also discovering this artist along with you guys, unless you all already know who Young Friend is, but I'm going in to them blind and then I'm giving my opinion straight away after I listen to the song. So we're going to get straight into Motorcycle Sound Effects by Young Friend, and we're going to start off with track number one called Golden Rule here on Discali.
Number to her phone with a maple leaf. I got her name and then her city in parentheses. She's sending pictures to my phone that you won't believe. No, I don't get much time alone down in Los Feliz. I'm gonna take her to the show on Saturday, because the party's always fun and the band's okay. I always call her when I'm looking for a place to stay. I'm gonna take her to the show. Hey, that's fine. We don't love each other, that's alright. Yeah, we're just each other's time.
cause I'm not coming to the airport. She says I'm not someone she can care for.
That's Golden Rule by Young Friend here on Discali. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM. Very interesting song, I want to say. Like, what is this with the lyrics starting with, she saved my number to her phone with a maple leaf, meaning he's Canadian. I've got her name and then her city in parentheses. She's sending pictures to my phone that you won't believe. No, I don't get much time alone down in Los Feliz. I'm going to take her to the show on Saturday because the party is always fun and the band's okay. I always call her when I'm looking for a place to stay. I'm going to take her to the show on Saturday. Now, I just want to say, like, there's also a couple lyrics later down here. She says, I'm not coming to the airport. She says, I'm not someone she could care for. She says, I'm just someone to prepare for, someone better when they come along. Sounds like a very complicated relationship here, I gotta say. But I do like the song. It's very, I want to say it maybe leans a little bit more to like the Rex Orange County kind of feel of indie pop, which I'm really here for. I love Rex Orange County myself. And Young Friend is just really bringing that vibe. So definitely, I loved the first song off of this album, Motorcycle Sound Effects. And that means we're going to move on to our next song off of the album called Loose. Let's see what we have here. You're listening to Discali. Was Loose by Young Friend. I want to say this is probably leaning a little bit more into the indie rock, a little less into the I mean, still indie pop, but a little bit more into the indie rock. I want to even say arguably, it's kind of giving me like when Omar Apollo kind of started his kind of like indie rock, R&B, soul kind of era. I'm talking about like Apollo Neo a little bit more. So I love that sound, and I really like where Young Friend's taking it. We're seeing a variety here of like indie music in general, and that's just what I like to hear. The next song that I have ready for you guys is called Thank You for the Ride. It's track number 5 of the album Motorcycle Sound Effects. You'll listen to it on CATR 101.9 FM here on Discolly.
Thank you for the ride. It's time to catch my flight. I'll call you when I land. I hope we meet again. Counting all the days, but I don't wanna wait. Oh, yeah. Curse under my breath. How much time is left?
We're leaning a little bit on the shorter side of the songs here on the album Motorcycle Sound Effects. You're listening to Discolly, and we're going through Young Friend's album. That one is interesting. I feel like Thank You for the Ride is talking a little bit more of like, thank you for like the moment, thank you for the experience, but you know what? I'm trying to move on because it says, I'm feeling like a kid and I'm so sick of it, as well as thank you for the ride, it's time to catch my flight. So kind of like upgrading to a different kind of like, you know, ride method, travel method. And being like, I'm trying to get far away, you know, thank you, I appreciate you, moving on. Going down the track list, we have Sweet Tooth as track number 6, and the next song I want to play for you guys called Stranger. I do want to announce that up next at noon, so in about 6 minutes, we have a new episode of Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, so definitely stick around to get to that episode in about 6 minutes here at 12 p.m., CITR 101.9 FM. I'm trying to see if I want to leave it off here with this last song, or if I want to, you know, maybe play two more songs. I feel like I'd be cutting it, and I think I'd be just cutting into some other, yeah, I would be like cutting the song. So maybe we'll just stick with Stranger as our last song for today. And then once again, if you guys want to listen to this album a little bit more, it's called Motorcycle Sound Effects by the artist Young Friend. I'm definitely adding this to my summer playlist. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's a perfect kind of like mood setter, kind of like indie vibe for the summer. I'll catch you guys next week for another Discolly episode. I have a very, 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 very fun episode to do next week. I'm pretty sure I have an interview lined up for you guys. I'm just going to leave it there. I'll be posting about it next week so you guys can know who I'll be interviewing. It's going to be a fun time. Without further ado, this is Stranger by Young Friend. I'll see you guys next week and enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Your hair, you got bangs. I wish that we could still hang. You bought a black leather coat. That's not the girl that I know. I told you I missed your dad. You told me that made you sad. I said my mom says hello. And I don't wanna be a stranger for two.
stood in line with you. I memorized the way your eyes were staring.